Don't hate the media, become the media, which is our slogan at Indie Media. So we might have a quick chat about Palmer. Palmer is a block of Jarrah Forest out near Collie, and you were down there on the weekend, right?
What's, I was indeed.
And how? What did you do?
I was down there. They had a bit of sort of just a craft community weekend with a craft workshop on the Saturday, some art installations in the forest, and some sort of other hippie, more sort of spiritual things. And just to try and get families down there and get people involved. I think there was over, was like 40, 50 people over the weekend came through and got a few locals and their kids coming in and checking out the place.
And cool. And are they sort of setting up for a bit of direct action? So I believe I spoke to Brian today, our fellow Indie Media reporter out there at in Collie at the Palmer Block, and he said that things are hotting up. And they'd like more crew out there because it looks like the Forest Products Commission are going to are going in there this week, perhaps, and we'll be marking trees. And they apparently they've reneged fully on the negotiations that they made with them a few weeks ago, and that it was all a bit of a load of crap that they were talking, and so negotiations fell through. And now it looks like some of the habitat trees in the area will be slaughtered. And they're actually marking out the roads now, which they said they weren't going to do. So
I think especially if people are out there and they're really concerned, it's probably best to get down there as soon as possible and just see the bush as it is and sort of develop your feelings for it and whether you want to protect it. And especially if people aren't really willing to be arrested and take part in direct action, if it comes to that, what it more than likely looks like it will, just to go down there and help out with camp before that, because I think that sort of evens it out a bit if the people that are getting arrested and putting all the effort into the camp shouldn't be really the ones maintaining it.
Yeah, it's a shame that things come to this, but direct action sometimes is the only way. The thing that people are faced with at the last minute when government won't listen anymore, despite all of the reasonable arguing about the project.
I don't think there's anyone out there that just would love to do direct action, nothing more. I think it's usually last
chance. Who can afford the arrest? Who can afford the police brutality that occurs? And who wants that? So if you want to get in contact with somebody at the camp out there in Collie, you can find this mobile number. It's 0427 558 963. Sorry, I'm looking at my laptop across the other side of the room. It's quite a long way away in this light. You can contact Cassidy, and he's out there at the Jarrah Forest. Also, you can reach him on jarrahforests@gmail.com.
Definitely get down there and just look at the forest and help out with camp and everything. So, should be good.
Should. Yeah. But as per usual, there's always a story on Perth Indie Media about this, and you can always
Perth.com.
Check it out. Yeah,
I'm sure we'll probably get Brian sometime in the studio or talk to him when the action heats up.
Yeah, and we've got Combat Wombat coming in, I think.
Yeah, we're going to do an interview with them in a couple of weeks when they're coming here. They're playing 27th at the Swan Basement in Fremantle, and then there's another gig with an undisclosed location so far. They're still deciding on the location on the 28th, and they're also doing a film screening at City Farm on the Sunday of their new film.
Oh, okay.
Made. So yeah,
these guys are hardcore activists too, and they make music, and they're cool. We'll play a track now, off of their CD, which is called something or other system.
It's called Unsound System.
Yeah,
and this is Police Brutality.
Cool, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes and 40 seconds to talk to Tonya, a refugee rights activist who was arrested at Baxter Detention Centre over Easter. You be the media.